Ooh. I feel I have an idiotically dangerous plan for getting what water I need. And boy, do I mean dangerous. But I don't have much choice. I'm out of ideas and I'm due for another third doubling in a few days. When I do the final doubling, I will be doubling onto all that new soil I brought in. If I don't wet it first, it will just die. There isn't a lot of water here on Mars. There's ice at the poles, but they were too far away. If I want water, I will have to make it from scratch. Fortunately, I know the recept. Take hydrogen, add oxygen, burn. Let's take them one at a time. I will start with oxygen. I have a fair bit of oxygen reserves, but not enough to make 250 liters of water. Two high-pressure tanks at one end of the hab are my entire supply, plus the air in the hab, of course. They each contain 25 liters of liquid oxygen. The habs only use them in emergency. It was the oxygenator to balance the atmosphere. The reason the oxygen level tanks are here is to feed the spacesuit and rover. Anyway, the reserve oxygen would only be enough to make 100 liters of water. That would mean no EVAs for me, and no emergency reserves, and it would make less than half the water I need, out of the question. But oxygen is easier to find on Mars than you might think. The atmosphere is 98% carbon dioxide. It happened to have a machine whose sole purpose is liberating oxygen from the carbon dioxide. Yay, oxygenator! One problem. The atmosphere is very thin, about 1/19th the pressure on Earth, so it's hard to collect. Getting air from outside to inside is nearly impossible. The whole purpose of the HAB is to keep that sort of things from happening. The tiny amount of Martian atmosphere that enters when I use an airlock is laughable. That's where the MAV fuel plant came in. My crewmates took the MAV away weeks ago, but the bottom half of it stayed behind. NASA is not in the habit of putting unnecessary shit into the orbit. It left the landing gear, ingress ramp, and fuel plant behind. Remember how the MAV made its own fuel with the help of a Martian atmosphere? Step one of that is to collect the carbon dioxide and store it in the high-pressure vessel. Once I get the hooked up to the HAB's power, it will give me 0.5 liter of liquid carbon dioxide per hour. In that infinity, after 5 days, it will be made 125 liters of carbon dioxide, which will make 125 liters of oxygen after I feed it through the oxygenator. That's enough to make 250 liters of water, so I have a plan of oxygen. The hydrogen will be a little trickier. I consider raiding the hydrogen fuel cells, but I need those batteries to maintain power at night. If I don't have that, it will get too cold. I could burn it up, but a cold will kill my crops, and each fuel cell only has a small amount of hydrogen anyway. It's just not worth sacrificing so much usefulness for so little gain. The one thing I have going for me is that energy is not a problem. I don't want to give that up. So I will have to go a different route. I only talk about the MAV. But I want to talk about the NDV. During the most terrifying 23 minutes of my life, four of my crewmates and I tried not to shit ourselves while the Martinez piloted the MDV down to the surface. It was kind of like being in a tumble dryer. First, we descend from the helmets and decelerate our orbital velocity so we could start falling properly. Everything was smooth until we hit the atmosphere. If you think the turbulence is rough in a jetliner's going 720 kilo per hours, just imagine what it's like at 28,000 kilo per hours. Several stage set of chutes deployed automatically to slow our descent. Then Martinez manually piloted us to the ground, using the thruster to slow descent and control our lateral motion. He trained for this for years, and he did his job extraordinarily well. It exceeded all the plausible expectation of landings, putting us just 9 meters from the target. The guy just plain owned that landing. Thanks, Martinez. You may have saved my life. Not because of the perfect landing, but because he left so many fuels behind. Hundreds of liters of unused hydrogen. Each molecule of hydrogen has 4 hydrogen atoms in it. So each liter of hydrogen has enough hydrogen for 2 liters of water. I did a little EVA today to check. The MDV has 292 liters of juice left in the tank. Enough to make a most 700 of water. Way more than I need. There's just one catch. Liberating hydrogen from the hydrogen is, it's how rockets work. It's really, really hot and dangerous. If I do it in an oxygen atmosphere, the heat and newly liberating hydrogen will explode. There will be a lot of water at the end, but I will be too dead to appreciate it. At its root, hydrogen is pretty simple. The Germans used it as far back as World War II for the rocket-assisted fighter fuel. All you have to do is run it over a catalyst, and it will turn it into the nitrogen and hydrogen. I will spare you a chemistry, but the end result is 5 molecules of hydrogen become 5 molecules of harmless N2 and 10 molecules of lovely H2. During this process, it goes through the intermediate step of being ammonia chemistry, being the sloppy bitch in it. It ensures there's be some ammonia that doesn't react with the hydrogen, so it will just stay ammonia. You like the smell of ammonia? Well, it will be prevalent in my increasingly hellish existence. The chemistry is on my side. The question now is how do I actually make this reaction happen slowly, and how do I collect the hydrogen? The answer is, I don't fucking know. I suppose I will think of something, or maybe just die. Anyway, much more important, I simply cannot buy the replacement of the Crystal with Cindy. This company may never be the same after that fiscal. Time will tell.